Here's dear Paul writing. God has sent the Spirit of his Son. What a gift. The Spirit that Mary and Joseph nurtured in that beautiful little child and boy and young man. And because of his choices that he made all his life, totally open to the self-giving, self-bestowal of God. Well, God has sent that Spirit into our hearts, crying, Abba, Father. The Spirit of God, says Paul to the Romans, dwells in you the community, in you the baptized Christian. The person who is united to the Lord becomes one breath, one spirit with him. So we're enjoying Jesus' prayer, Jesus' own prayer, still in heaven interceding for us. That's the gift. God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who's been given to us. So why would we forget this? Galatians 5, the fruit of the Spirit is the following. This is how we know. Love. Joy. Peace. Long-suffering. Kindness. Goodness. Faith. Gentleness. And self-control. And I don't think Paul means control by the self. I think he means handing over the control to the Spirit. So we're not controlling ourselves, we're letting the Spirit control us. Or we'll end up like the gospel parable. We'll be running up to Jesus and saying, look, there's a lot of weeds and a lot of wheat in here. I think I'll start digging out the wheat. And Jesus, through your beautiful spiritual director, will tell you, slow down, because what you're calling weed may be you at your best. It's just different. It's maverick. It's angry. And we should be more angry. You know what I mean? So we haven't got the wisdom to be digging out weeds. We can let God plant the Spirit and we can listen and we can hand over the control to the Spirit of Jesus within us, and nothing but God will come. A little diagram for you there. You're in the middle of that spiral, that beautiful spiral. There are varieties of gifts, says Paul. There's only one Spirit. There are varieties of ministries, things to do, but there's only one Lord. And how important is it to try and make sure that our ministry is consistent with our charism? Don't have a charism for one thing and do something else. It's hard to discern, I know, but there are wise people around. But if the Spirit isn't informing your ministry, well, you're in the wrong ministry. And that's easily done, unfortunately. And then, in case you're wondering about all this, there are varieties of ways of exercising power, energema, getting energy, energizing. We're all capable of energizing. But it's the same God who inspires them in everyone. So Paul is saying, be yourself. Follow your gifts. Dare to do it. Be humble, of course, and all that. And let the Lord use you for his ministry. Or not use you, but be at the heart of your action. And don't think it doesn't matter or that it's not powerful. It's got all the power of God in it. So it's very... To be yourself is the most powerful thing any of us can be. Beautiful statement by Paul, as all his statements are. The Lord is the Spirit. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, don't miss this, there is freedom. Don't be conformed to another person. I mean, God doesn't want that. He wants... There are no two butterflies the same among human beings, I mean. We're all unique. So find your unique gift and be free to live it. All of us with unveiled faces. How lovely. Seeing the glory of the Lord, the glory of God, Yahweh, as though reflected in a mirror, and the mirror is Jesus, the icon, mirroring to us who God really is, we're being transformed into the same icon, same mirror image, from one degree of glory to another. And it's all coming from the Lord, Yahweh, the Spirit, Spirit that's at the heart of creation. The Spirit, says Paul a little later, helps us in our weakness. For we don't know how to pray as we ought. But that very Spirit intercedes with sighs too deep for words. And God, who searches the heart, knows what is the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for the saints according to the will of God. And Ephesians, which I think is Paul's best letter, he wrote it, I think, at the end of his, before he went to Rome. And it was a goodbye to all the churches that he'd been working with all those years before he left the East and headed, he hoped, to Spain and the west of the then known world. And he wrote this beautiful letter, free of all argument, and he's not fighting for anything, he's not supporting, he's just telling you what he believes. I pray that the Father may grant that you be strengthened in your inner being with power through the Holy Spirit, and that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, welcoming, as you're being rooted and grounded in love. And I'll finish. I intend to play for you John Michael Talbot put to music the Living Flame of Love by John of the Cross. And it's intensely beautiful. I hope you like it.
Gently your hand to Jesus' wound. As you rend through the veil of my temple, come and take this life that I give, so that I might come to live in this hour my soul.